This is Crosstalk program, and welcome dear listeners to Sawt Al Mahabba, the Catholic Radio in Malakal. Welcome to Sawt Al Mahabba studio, and we would like you to introduce yourself to us. What's your name?
My name is Martine Søjden. I come from Denmark and I live in London, UK.
What do you work here for in Sudan?
I'm doing a research for the Union of Journalists of South Sudan to identify the needs of journalists in their work so that the union can accommodate those needs in the future.
So far, what kinds of problems have you found facing journalists in South Sudan?
Actually, there's many and they are of different kind. Some of them are related to just simple issues like getting transport and vehicles to get to work and to get to the interviews. And that's also related issues related to training and capacity, both in terms of being a good journalist, but also in terms of managing media houses. And then there's, of course, the issue of protection of the journalists' rights so that they don't get violated when they're out in the field trying to collect information for their work.
And as now you have already collected and you are continuing collecting the information, how are you going to address these issues they have already reported to you?
Yeah, so I'm working with a colleague. She's a journalist and she's been working in Juba for the past months about with media and media capacity building. So we will go back and write a report together. Then we will present it to the Union of Journalists. And at the same time, they will be going on a study tour to Egypt and to Kenya to talk to other Union of Journalists, both in Kenya and the Union of Journalists in Africa, to get some advice on how other unions are working. And then we will sit together after both the study trip and our report, and we will make a strategic plan for the next 5 years of their work.
Yes, you seem to be an international journalist and you have now come to this area. How do you relate the way of journalism in South Sudan or in some parts of Africa, East Africa, things of the kind, with the ones you have already got in back home in your country?
Yeah, actually, I'm not a journalist myself. I'm a researcher. But what I do know is that the union is still trying to identify its role specifically and trying to figure out exactly what should be what they should be doing. And that's why they're going on this study trip to see what other unions are doing. And I think a lot of issues related to protection and capacity building will be what they're going to do in the future.
صوت المحبة
صوت المحبة
في الموجة 93.6 FM.
Okay, let us go for a theater and we shall be back soon. Welcome back once again, dear listeners of Sawt Al Mahabba. You are still tuned to 93.6 Sawt Al Mahabba, the Catholic Radio in Malakal. And this is Cross Talk. With you in the studio, I'm Arika Tekdit.
Sawt Al Mahabba.
Sawt Al Mahabba.
Filmoja, 93.6 FM.
What do you expect from the journalists themselves who are living with all these problems which they used to report?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's important that the journalists participate and support each other, because if a journalist one day behave badly, it can influence the work of other journalists. So it's very important that there's sort of a common understanding and the journalists are trying to work according to the same ethics so that they more or less speak with one voice in order to advocate for their rights.
Great. Yes, journalists are working and the environment they're working in belongs to the government. And maybe whatever reactions they get, any bad reaction they get it from the security which belongs to the government. What would you like to say, like, for example, how do you want journalists to be treated by the bodies which are not actually journalists themselves?
Yeah. If I could advise the government, because it seems that the government in Juba, they actually know a lot about the issues that are the problems that are on the ground facing the journalists. But the information needs to come down to the police at the local level, both the police, the security and the army. So I would advise that the police do some training of the local stations so that they become aware that if a journalist has his ID card, they have the right to go and collect the information. There should be access to information so that the public can become aware of what's going on in the society around them. It's a part of building a democracy, and I hope that the Ministry of Justice will do that in the future.
You are listening to Crosstalk program on Salt Al Mahabba 93.6 FM. What are you going to tell to the body you are going back to in Juba about your research you have got here in the most of the states you have come to, and especially in Upper Nile State?
Yeah, they are very receptive to what we've been finding. My colleague was in Turit, and I was in Wau, and now I'm in Malakal. And every time we've been to one of the states, we go back and tell them what we found. And they listen, and then together, hopefully, we'll find a solution or a plan so that the Union of Journalists can put up some realistic goals and try and achieve them. One of the things that I would suggest that they do here in Malakal is to arrange more meetings so that all the journalists, not only those working with the government media, become aware of the Union of Journalists, maybe start being a member, so that all the journalists work together in a platform here in Malakal. That would be my advice here.
Thank you. I wish you a better research.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
You are listening to Crosstalk program on Salt Al Mahabba 93.6 FM. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to Salt Al Mahabba Crosstalk program. Until then, we shall meet with the next program. I was with you, Arika Tegdit, for Crosstalk program.